Manu Patra alerts dated the 19th of March 2020. Supreme Court has dismissed the curative petition filed by Pawan Gupta, a convict in the Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case, who had moved the Supreme Court to challenge the death sentence awarded to him on grounds that the lower courts had ignored the fact that he was a juvenile at the time of the crime. Delhi High Court has directed the Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi to expedite the process of DNA testing and to complete the same within 15 days for the recognition and release of the charred body of a Delhi riot victim. Madras High Court has set aside an order passed by Superintendent of Police, Trichy, Rural, which denied permission for a public protest meeting against the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019. The court, however, has not granted permission to conduct a protest. President of India, Ram Nath Kovind, has given his assent to the Direct Tax Vivad Se Vishwas Bill, 2020, which was introduced with the intent to reduce the direct tax litigation pending before various courts' appellate forums. Supreme Court has refused to hear the plea of automobile dealers seeking permission to sell BS4 vehicles beyond the 31st of March deadline, when BS6 norms will kick in, to clear their inventory which they have not been able to sell due to economic slowdown and COVID-19 scare. Supreme Court has asked the Jammu and Kashmir administration to inform whether it was thinking of releasing former CM Omar Abdullah, who remains in detention under the stringent Jammu and Kashmir Public Safety Act, 1978. Supreme Court has temporarily stripped Manipur Minister of Legislative Assembly, T. Shyam Kumar, of his ministerial post and barred him from entering the assembly till the next hearing on the 30th of March, 2020. Supreme Court has directed the Kolkata Madrasa Education Board and the District Inspector of Schools, SE, Birbhum, to appoint an administrator within 4 weeks and the administrator, so appointed, to conduct the elections of the managing committees within 8 weeks from the date of his appointment. Supreme Court has observed that the public interest should also be demonstrated before a writ remedy is sought in tender matters. Supreme Court has issued notices to all state governments to explain how they would ensure the supply of midday meals to children across the country since all education institutions, including Anganwadis, have been shut to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Supreme Court has banned any further reassessment or self-assessment of telecommunication companies' adjusted gross revenue, AGR, dues, dubbing attempts to reopen the issue as tantamount to fraud and contempt of court, and ordering that operators pay interest and penalties in full. Delhi High Court has refused the plea of Mukesh Singh, one of the four death row convicts in the Nirbhaya case, terming the plea frivolous and stating that there were no grounds to interfere in the detailed and reasoned order of the trial court. Bombay High Court has directed the Indian Immigration Authorities to issue a visa to a 19-year-old student, stranded alone in Dubai due to coronavirus travel advisories. The court said that it was because of her young age, she was without her family, and could not have been denied permission to board a connecting flight from Dubai, when she had traveled from the United States on the 12th of March, 2020. The court has further clarified that its order was not to be used as a precedent in other cases. Allahabad High Court has directed the Uttar Pradesh government not to take any coercive action against any individual that may force them to approach the courts for legal remedies, for 2 weeks, that is till the 6th of April, 2020. Calcutta High Court has set aside the expulsion order issued by foreign regional registration offices to Kamil Sitsinski, a Polish student, for allegedly participating in an Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019 rally on the 19th of December, 2019. The court further observed that the fundamental rights enshrined in the Constitution of India, 1949, govern not only Indian citizens but foreigners as well, so long as they are on Indian soil. Kerala High Court has suspended the breath analyzer test conducted as per the Directorate General of Civil Aviation directions for the time being in the airports in Kerala because of the COVID-19 virus. Rajasthan High Court has issued notices on a public interest litigation seeking precautionary and preventive measures to be observed by the state authorities to prevent the spread of COVID-19 pandemic. The court has also instructed that all precautionary measures should be enforced by the authorities at the private hospitals as well. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai has held that if there exist two methods for tax payment, the assessee can opt the method which would result in the lowest tax liability. The tribunal opined that in such cases, it cannot be treated as a device to escape from the tax liability. National Company Law Tribunal has allowed the plea filed by the Resolution Professional, RP, of Jet Airways seeking an extension of 90 days for the corporate insolvency resolution process.